Alright, hi guys. My name is Morris Dweck. Alright, so this week's parasha. I noticed something in parasha, and I'm sure you guys all heard this idea before. That the same thing that brought Yosef into the pit and into the jail brought him out. The dream. Yosef's dream caused his brothers to hate him, and that brought him to the pit, and then he brought him to Mitzrayim, and then brought him to the jail. And Parah's dream is what took Yosef out. So you see, the same thing that could bring you down, the same thing that you think is destroying you, could really be your ultimate success and could be the key to you reaching your potential. So this is a crucial lesson in life. That all the struggles we might have, whether we think it's on the surface, it looks bad, we don't even know what it is, maybe it's confusion, it's doubt, whatever it is, that struggle is the same thing that is really going to make us reach our infinite potentials. So this goes for every little thing that happens to us on a daily basis. We say Gamzu L'Tova, but how could we really, really feel that and have clarity about Gamzu L'Tova? So I heard an amazing, amazing idea from Rabbi Shai Shefer. Think about the confusion of the brothers right now. They sold Yosef, and then there was a Ra'av, and they had to go to Mitzrayim, the same place where they sold Yosef to. So they go down. All of a sudden, the viceroy of Egypt starts asking them very personal questions, as if he knows everything about their life. He tells them that he accuses them of being spies. He tells them, I'm not giving you food. He locks them up for 3 days. Then he changes his mind, and then he says, oh, actually, you guys can all go back, except Shimon, you have to stay here. And then they go back, and then on their way back, they find that their money is with them, is with their grain. That it's like they never paid, and they're going to get accused of doing something wrong again. They go back to Yaakov, then they come back with Binyamin, then the viceroy of Egypt takes Binyamin, and then they find something in Binyamin's sack, they find the goblet. So it's like, think about what they're going through right now. They're in so much confusion, they have no idea what's going on. They're gazed, and then all of a sudden, next week's parasha, in Vayigash, Yosef says, The famous words, Ani Yosef, Ha'od Avi Hai. And this Ani Yosef, at the snap of a finger, everything that transpired in this week's parasha made complete sense to the brothers. Everything clicked. Every little interconnection, everything that Yosef told them to do, everything in the snap of a finger, Ani Yosef, everything was completely clear. They had complete clarity on why things happened. You're Yosef. Now I know why he told us to do that. He was constructing for them so that they could do teshuvah. It was all for them. I'm not going to go into how Yosef constructed that they did teshuvah, but that's a whole other thing. But Yosef was constructing for them how they could do teshuvah and what they did by them selling him. But everything in the snap of the finger, and Yosef, everything made sense. So Rav Shai Shachter said an amazing thing. He said, when Mashiach arrives, the Shekhinah and Rav Yechazkel Semach said something very similar to this. He said, when Mashiach arrives, the Shekhinah is going to, the curtain from Shemayim is going to be removed. The Shekhinah is going to be glorified throughout the whole entire world. And at the snap of a finger, Hashem is going to say, Ani Hashem, and everything is going to be completely clear. You're going to have so much clarity, and you're going to know why everything ever happened to you. You're going to know every interconnection, why you had that struggle, why you had this confusion, why you had this doubt, whatever it was. At the snap of a finger, Ani Hashem, and everything will connect, and you'll realize that everything was really Gamzu L'Tova. So we could take this, and instead of waiting for Mashiach to arrive, even though he's probably going to come like very soon, like today, we could live in this perspective before he arrives. We could say, okay, I know anyways, I'm going to have this clarity very soon. Why don't I just live like this right now? Instead of just saying Gamzu L'Tova, really feel, it is Gamzu L'Tova. It is. Everything is for my good. I'm living in complete clarity right now. So we could take that idea from Rabbi Shai Shechter and Rabbi Yechezkel Semach, and we could live in Mashiach before Mashiach.